Module 4, Lesson 4. Angelic Breath Healing. What you'll discover. We're going to be doing angelic breath healing with the Creator, my dear friend, Madeline Giles. So you will need 45 minutes of uninterrupted time, a yoga mat or comfortable surface to lie down on, an eye cover, and access to Spotify. And with that, I'll let Madeline take it away. Enjoy your angelic breath healing.
Hello and welcome to Angelic Breath Healing. My name is Madeline Giles, and I'm the founder of Angelic Breath Healing. And I'm so honored to share with you today this breathing practice to give you further tools and support to connect to your body, to connect to your womb, and to take that from a mental concept or something that you may think you need to do, and invite you to experience it through the embodiment of your breath and through the embodiment of your focus and awareness in the womb. You may hear I'm on Kauai right now and the birds have just started chirping. Perhaps they're also wanting to be space holders through this inner journey today. I will explain more about the breath and more about your setup, but I'd love to start today just by centering our energy. I invite you to close your eyelids and take a deep inhale, breathing deeply, allowing your belly to expand, imagining that the breath is traveling all the way down into your pelvis. And holding the breath for a moment. Exhale, release. Inhaling deeply, you may wish to place your hands on your womb. Exhale, release. Breathing deeply and rhythmically at your own pace as you connect to your body, to your energy, as you invite all parts of you to be present in this space. Connecting to your body, drawing your energy in and down. You can imagine roots like roots from a tree, descending down the base of your spine and down your legs, going out your feet and into the earth. Imagining these roots getting thicker and stronger the deeper that they go. It's connecting to Mother Earth and inviting the presence of Mother Earth in as a grounded guide. Presence of nourishing support for this inner journey. And allowing Mother Earth's energy to flow up those roots in through the bottoms of your feet, up your legs, through your womb, your pelvis, up your spine, and resting in the heart. And continuing to breathe deeply, we'll call in a golden light. It's inviting that golden light to wash down over the crown of your head and through your body, washing through all of your cells. It's lifting and clearing anything that no longer serves you. Allowing this golden light to create an egg-shaped cocoon of light around you. It's holding you in this safe space. And inviting in your angels, support team, your divine support team, seen and unseen, to be present through this journey of connecting deeper to your body, to your room. And as you breathe in the silence, I invite you to open to receive an intention. An intention can be a word, be an image, a feeling, a sense. Receiving your intention. And as you're ready, you can gently bring your awareness into the room and open your eyelids. So once again, welcome, and thank you for saying yes to be a part of this journey and to commune deeper to your womb and to your body. Through this breath experience, there's an invitation to connect to your energy and to develop and open to a direct dialogue with your body and with your womb. One of the reasons that engaging with this breath technique can be so empowering for this experience of connecting to your body is that the breath, the two-part breath, starts by actually breathing into the lower belly through the mouth and letting that lower belly expand. And as that happens, we tend to store a lot of energy, a lot of emotions, a lot of memories in our pelvis and in our lower back. So that first breath starts to really get in there, in a sense. It starts to soften the clay of our experiences. And our second inhale comes up into the upper chest. So we're drawing the energy up through our body, letting the heart open, and then releasing through the mouth. And as we continue that breath, we're also stimulating the hypothalamus and the crown chakra, this region at the top of our head where endorphins can release, where our consciousness can shift. And I like to relate it to, if we think of our reception to our body as cell phone reception, like if we're breathing shallow and we're not really paying attention to ourselves and to this moment, it's like our reception is probably going to be pretty low bars. And it may seem really challenging or hard to know what our body is communicating to us when we're focusing elsewhere, when our minds and our brains are like, what am I supposed to do? All the things that are happening. And so doing this breath experience is a way for you to increase that inner cell reception to your body, to your womb. It's like creating an intimate connection with yourself. And I even like to think of my breath journeys as a time where I'm sitting down for tea or sitting down for an intimate experience with my body where I'm fully present, fully listening, fully open to receiving what would like to emerge. So I share all of that just to encourage full permission to be with what's present, to know that you can do this breath practice time and time again, and every day you can have a new experience. The breath meets you where you are, it meets your energy, and as you develop a relationship with the breath, your body and your experiences can shift. So to set you up for this experience, I invite you to, I'll explain it and then you can pause and set up. You're gonna be laying down. I recommend laying down flat, not having a pillow underneath the neck, as we want your spine and your neck to be clear so the energy can easily come up and out the crown of the head. I do recommend having an eye cover, having a blanket, as the temperature can shift through the breathing. So you're just gonna be laying down, getting cozy. It could be on your bed or on the floor, on a cozy rug or floor pillows. And having an eye cover, a blanket, If you want to hold on to rocks or crystals or anything in your hands, that's fine. And as you lay down, you are going to be breathing in through the mouth the whole time, breathing into the lower belly, up into the upper chest, out through the mouth, into the lower belly, up into the upper chest, out through the mouth. So let's do it together. Inhale, lower belly, inhale, upper chest, out through the mouth. Inhale, inhale, exhale. So you're going to be repeating that breathing sequence for a couple songs with the Spotify playlist. And then after a couple songs, I'll let you know when to relax the breath, when to breathe normally in through the nose or the mouth. And a couple things. It is sometimes, this doesn't happen for everyone, but I like to speak to it so you're aware that doing this breath, our breath has an intelligence to it, and it goes to areas of our body where energy has been stuck. This can feel like a tingling sensation, a tightness sensation. Sometimes it can feel quite intense in the body as you allow the pranic energy to open up spaces that perhaps haven't received a lot of attention. And sometimes as that breath gets drawn up into the heart, the heart meridians go down the arms and out the hands. So as that heart opens and energy releases around the heart, sometimes the hands can start to get tingly or locked into what's called tetany. If this happens for you, know that your hands will relax themselves. You can tune into your body. If you feel you need to slow down the breath, do so. You can breathe through the nose as a way to relax the body a bit, and know that your hands will relax itself. You can tune into what am I gripping onto in my life? Am I willing to surrender and let go? And know that throughout, my general encouragement is going to be to stay consistent with the breath, to stay with the rhythm of the breath. And parts of you may have resistance to that. Know that I'm going to encourage that. And if you feel like you need to slow down the breath and do your own pace, first and foremost, listen to your body. And also tune in, is this resistance or am I actually being called to open or to slow down the breath? I share all of this just to support you in feeling really safe through this experience. I will be guiding you through it, and know that all of that said, really all you're gonna be doing is laying down, two-part breath, in through the mouth, into the lower belly, up into the upper chest, and out through the mouth. So you can go ahead and pause this if you'd like to go ahead to set up your space to get the Spotify playlist ready. And I will give you a minute or so to do that. And then I will let you know when to press play and begin the journey of listening to your room. All right, so if you're all set up with your eye cover, your blanket, your safe space, your intention, go ahead and press play. And beginning to breathe in through the mouth, into the lower belly, up into the upper chest, out through the mouth, into the lower belly, up into the upper chest, out through the mouth. Inhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale. Breathing as deep and rhythmic as possible as you connect to your body, as you connect to your breath. And as you breathe, once again, clarifying that inner intention, listening to your womb and whatever else is present for you. Breathe in deeply, inhale, inhale, exhale. If any resistance is present, stay with it, breathing around the resistance. Stay with the breath. Noticing how your body's feeling, how your energy's moving. And as you breathe, you can imagine yourself in a sacred space in nature, a place you may have been before. Letting your body connect to the elements, to the earth, to the air, fiery presence of the sun or of a fire nearby, the water. And as you breathe, dropping deeper and deeper into your body, imagining that you're entering the center of your heart, beginning to travel down a winding staircase in your body, from your heart, down and down, spiraling down the staircase until you reach a space that looks like the night sky. And in this space of the night sky, a door emerges. And with your breath and your intention and your presence, begin to open the door and enter the inner corridors of your womb. And breathing, how is your womb? If your womb could make a sound, what would it say? And allowing that sound to move through you. You can use a blanket or place a hand over your mouth if you need to let out a yell, or if you need to let out another humming sound, letting your womb speak through you in a language beyond words. And saying out loud, it's safe to be in my body. It's safe to listen to my womb. It's safe to be in my body. I belong. And keep breathing, allowing any energy, emotions, or experience that may have been stored in your womb, in your lower back, in your pelvis, just being with and allowing it to rise and release through you as you breathe. Forgiving yourself. Forgiving your body. Let it go. And as you breathe, as you attune to your womb and listen to it, noticing if there's any energies in your womb which are not yours, which do not belong to you. And through your breath, through your sound, through your willingness to let this go, is releasing anything that is not you. It's safe to let go, safe to give it. The earth, the angels, the presence of support that resonates with you. Do not need to harbor this in your body. Be with it and let it go. You keep breathing, inhale, inhale, exhale through the mouth. Imagining that with every breath, your womb is being filled with new life, with nourishment, with love, with presence, with unconditional love, with forgiveness. Forgiving yourself for buying into the belief that you've done something wrong. Forgiving yourself for judging your body. And allowing yourself to receive as you breathe and listen within. And breathing, you want to do any subtle hip shakes or movements to allow the energy to awaken and open within you. Just trusting your body, trusting your womb as you breathe, receive, listen, keep. Going, inhale, inhale, exhale. Letting the light of new beginnings flood in through your breath and into your womb. Letting go and releasing. Breathing. Do rest into the embrace, the care and the compassion and the truth of your body and of your womb. Breathing as you listen, receive what it would like to share with you. And gently relaxing the breath now, breathing normally through the nose or the mouth. Relaxing the breath, breathing normally through the nose or the mouth. to allow your body and your awareness to rest within, integrate as you open to receive and listen to your room, to your body, opening to receive and to listen to what it would like to share with you now. If you experience thoughts drifting in, just allow those thoughts to turn into presence and gratitude, deepening into a space of rest and relaxation as you listen to your room. And beginning to deepen the breath. Allowing your awareness to gently begin to integrate into the room. Start to wiggle the fingers and the toes as you acknowledge yourself and thank your body, your breath, thanking your womb. Just breathing deeply is a way to ground and integrate, knowing it's normal to feel a little disoriented. Doing any stretches, subtle movements that your body may be asking for. And in your own time and pace, you can remove your eye cover, begin to gently open the eyes. Just taking as much time as you need. As you return fully into your body and into the room, I invite you to reflect in your journal, just writing out any awarenesses that emerged, any guidance or encouragement from your womb. Just writing it down and noticing if there's any action steps, the ways of being that became clear through this experience. Most importantly, listening to yourself, giving yourself what it is you need. And once again, knowing you can return to this meditation at any time and use it as a way to drop deeper into your body, to listen to your womb, to give yourself the nourishment of your presence and your breath. Thank you so much for practicing today. It's such an honor to gather with you and sending you so much love.